But there's also a lot of stories about the Beothuk as jokers. I'm from Springdale, and there's stories out there about the boys hiking in the Gull Pond, which is partway between, say, South Brook and Badger. Used to go in there to collect eggs. And there's a story about a bunch of fellas who were living at Halls Bay, so like, you know, Springdale, South Brook area, going in the Gull Pond and getting ambushed by a bunch of Beothuk in the wintertime. They were throwing snowballs at them. And they just didn't know what was going on. They get, if you even get hit in the face by snowballs, and they get really scared because they're afraid they're going to get killed or something. And then they get up, and there's a bunch of Beothuk guys in the wood, like, laughing and pointing at them, and they just ran off. And another one sort of like that, like the Beothuk as jokers, there's a story out in Stoneville about how in the night times, Beothuk would come down and climb up on the roofs of the houses and just start dancing, and the people, like, you know, the parents and the kids would be really scared, you know, people on the roof and stuff, right? And same thing, like, someone would get outside, they'd grab a gun or something, right? The Beothuk would, like, run away, and same thing, they'd stand over by the woods and be like, ha ha, pointing and laughing, and then they'd run off again. And probably my favorite one is from Fogo Island. Back in the mid-1700s, there was a bunch of people who had problems when they put their washing out, like their sheets and clothes and stuff, right, to soak in the daytime. Sometimes they'd come out and they'd find someone had taken a poop in the wash tub. So then they'd have their clean linens there, and there'd be like some Beothuk poop left behind, right? And I think that's a pretty clever one too. Like, a lot of these stories seem, you know, gruesome and grim, but there's a lot of humor in them all, and well, there's a lot of humor in some of them too.